Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. And you know, I love a good success story. I love when people can, pull up and tell other people about it and be transparent. You know, a lot of us go through things, but we're afraid to talk about it because we don't want anybody to look down on us. But those who are successful are not afraid to talk about what their issues have been and then how they beat it, how they overcame. And joining me this morning is Bev Davis. She is founder and creative director of the Cornbread Millionaire. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Bev, you have one of those stories where you were like, my life is just a mess and what am I going to do? So tell us what your story is.
I'll tell you in a nutshell. Back in 2010, I was battling unemployment and fighting to save my house. And it was that painful situation that made me determined to succeed as an entrepreneur. Here it is 5 years later. I'm still here, still standing, and still making progress. I started from scratch, nothing. And I endured the mockery, the gossip. But you know what? I learned to make negativity a motivator. And as a result of that, my business product line has grown, and I have an opportunity to get my products in select gift stores by the end of this year. But my lesson and my experience is simply persistence, perseverance, and refusing to quit. And my motivator, as I said earlier, was a negative situation. And I'm a living witness that if you pray through it, you can get through to the other side.
So tell us how you got through it. You talked, you kind of skipped all around it, but
Oh, yeah.
tell us what happened.
It
What
was ugly. I mean, it was like a
happened?
nightmare from hell.
Wow.
When I first started, my goal was to sell enough cornbread. I created a cornbread career based on my grandmother's secret recipe and launched cornbreadmillionaire.com on a shoestring budget. I started a small website. I did a little blog explaining that, look, I'm about to lose my house. I would love to be able to have you as a customer, and I used the profits from the proceeds. I had some bumper stickers, an ebook, and a little cornbread mix.
Oh, wow.
And it hit. I did well, actually. I did okay at first. But anybody knows that when you start with a shoestring budget, you still got to have money to keep going.
That's right.
I didn't make it to get to the house. So at this point, everything looked like it was over. But it wasn't. It was actually a turning point for me. I need to refocus my plans and get started. And I ended up, and this is the part that it really hurts me to say this, but I went to a shelter. Nightmare from hell. What made me do that? I couldn't tell anybody, but I made it through it. And are you still there?
Yes.
Oh, great. Well, how I got through it, and this is very simple. It's not anything deep. One of my relatives needed someone to help care for him. She has rheumatoid arthritis. We worked out an arrangement, and I moved into her home. And from there, I was able to stabilize, get my business together, get my strategy together, and move forward. That's it in a nutshell. And my story, again, is about not giving up, persisting, because if you keep searching, there is a way out of no way. And literally, that's what happened to me.
Absolutely. So tell us about growing up and cooking, because apparently you had to cook with grandma in order to get that recipe.
Oh, absolutely. I'm the eldest of five, and I love to cook. I'm a very creative person. I've always been creative since childhood. And, I'm the one that, stuck around the house. I wasn't, very outgoing as a kid, so I hung around and I watched her cook. My grandmother helped raise us. I was raised by a single mother, so my grandmother was there to keep us while my mother worked. And you know what? This is the strangest thing. When I was going through my storm in 2010, I was like, Lord, what can I do? What gifts and talents do I have that I can turn into a business to get through to the other side of the situation? And cornbread came to me. And I remember my grandmother's recipe. I said, you know what? I'm going to do something simple because, there are entrepreneurs who have cookies, cakes, chicken wings, chicken legs, or whatever you want to call it, barbecue sauce. So I said, I'm going to use cornbread. And I have managed to turn it into more of a motivational tool than anything. I'm also an excellent photographer. I have an amateur little hobby I've done where I photographed flowers for years. So I put everything together in a book. That's one of my products. I have some postcards and I have a book. And I put it online to sell, and yes, it did start selling. But my point was I just went back to what my roots were. What is it that I can do naturally to create a business and move forward? And I went for it. It was a pure faith thing, but it worked. Yeah.
I bet you never thought in all your days that cornbread would be it.
No, I never did. And it came to me when I was in a fiery situation. I tell people this all the time. When you're going through something hard, that's usually when you discover what your real strengths and your real, talents are. And you can figure out a way to make it work in your favor. It's not exactly the most pleasant thing, but at the end, it will be pleasant. It's just a matter of getting through it, not letting anybody ridicule or mock you or make you feel like you're less of a person, because you have to protect your self-esteem when you're going through a hard time. I'm a witness to that. You have to protect your confidence and your self-esteem, because there are people who enjoy mocking and laughing. But I'm a witness that, again, you can make them your motivators, stepping stones, and keep moving forward. And then, you know, you look back and say, thank you. You helped me make it.
But you got a lot of media coverage about the cornbread mix. You really did.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it helped a lot. You know, CNN, the Fox National News, 11 Alive, WSB TV with Clark Howard, and there were some blogs and national newspaper coverage. So I was able to get to a point, but like most entrepreneurs, I hit a wall. But then I kept pushing, and I got past that wall. But yeah, and thankfully, and I'm happy to say this, most of those outlets are going to do a follow-up story on my new publication, my book.
Good.
So I'm looking forward to going even higher into the next level.
As I'm like you, love nature, flowers and skies and sunsets and sunrises, my favorite water. So you deciding to do this visual album of Hallelujah, which is just flowers. Talk about where that takes you, because I know for me, photographing nature takes me to a place.
You know what? It's calmness. It's like if there's a refreshing calmness. I like creativity. I feel like I'm creating something, and not only for myself, but to help other people. You know, to inspire other people to keep moving, to keep going forward, to pursue your dreams, make it happen. So when I'm out in nature and when I'm taking pictures, I'm visualizing, and I'm actually seeing myself not only helping myself as an entrepreneur, but helping other people realize their dreams.
So talk about your website, cornbreadmillionaire.com. What's on that website? You've produced some other really nice things.
The website is a wealth of recipes, photos, and motivational wisdom. And I call it to brighten your day, but also it's enlighten the journey to success. And it features some inspirational thoughts, some creative recipes of my own, and not only cornbread, but I've got a summer refreshment official drink for the website.
I got that recipe. I'm going to try that.
Very simple, less than $5 to make, by the way.
It's your tasty treat to beat the summer heat. I love it.
Yes. Yeah. And I've put it online, shared it with my social media friends, and they've already shared it a couple of times, and we're moving forward. But it's just really to let people know that you can start where you are, with what you have.
That's so true.
Create something that will work in your favor, and again, inspire other people. So my website is really a motivational tool, but I also have products. I have inspirational journals, postcards with some photos from my photography adventures on the front, and a cornbread recipe on the back. And I recently released a scented hand lotion, and it's called Sweet Cornbread. And the proceeds from the first 1,000 sales will be used to help a senior citizen pay her mortgage payments.
Amen. Yeah, that Sweet Cornbread Vanilla Butter Body Lotion.
Yes. Yes.
That's a beautiful scent.
Thank you. Yes. And it's a new release, and I've already gotten a great response. And, again, it's just my real thing is just to say that, you know what, people go through hardships, and some of the greatest success stories came from painful experiences, and some of the greatest creative ideas are birthed in the fire of adversity. And the key of it is just being alert, sensitive, keeping a notebook, because all those nuggets of wisdom, when things stabilize, and they do stabilize, you'll be able to use them to go forward. And my website is proof positive that that's exactly what happens.
You've got the journal. You've got a couple of journals on here.
Prayer journal.
Yeah. Homegirl's journal and journal of answered prayers. I love that.
Thank you.
I love that. A magnetic frame with a postcard.
Yes.
And one of your big things you say is push.
Yes, that is. Push, persist until success happens.
Absolutely.
Refuse to quit, because winners are not quitters. Winners persist no matter what. And, you know, I'm just excited, like I said, to still be here. This is the fifth year, and my goal is to buy a new house debt-free. I've set a deadline, and I hope the next time that you and I talk, we'll be in the house talking, you know, about the follow-up of what exactly happened. That's my goal, and I'm going to make it happen.
So it sounds like you've been kind of going through this by yourself. Did you have kids?
No, I'm single, no children.
Okay, okay.
A lot of people ask me that. I mm-hmm. guess the Lord said, no, we're going to wait on that. So okay. No, not yet.
Okay, okay. So are
maybe
you,
past that.
Are you still taking care of your aunt?
Yes. Okay. Yes, we have a wonderful working relationship. She has rheumatoid arthritis. Which is, it twists the fingers mm-hmm. and the toes. Mm-hmm. But in spite of that, she's still very active, very smart, and very, very, very encouraging to me. And together we make a great team.
Yeah, it doesn't change the brain, does it?
No, it doesn't. And that's another thing, too. Rheumatoid arthritis is no joke. I mean, it is like no joke.
I've seen it.
But it's a matter of attitude and how you handle it. Mm-hmm. And that goes with anything mm-hmm. painful. But, mm-hmm. you know, we make the best of what we have when we go on. And I just want to let people know, you know, do not give up, no matter how tough the situation is. Believe in yourself and do it. And I'm reminded of Creflo Dollar's vision for the $65 million private jet.
Oh, yeah.
And all those people, you know how people,
that,
oh, he's not going to do that. But you know, he said,
him.
I can afford to dream.
That's right.
I can believe God, and he got it.
Oh, I said he was going to get it anyway because it's a part of the mission that he has for his life, that God has placed in his life. So. Yeah. No problem with that. I want to know, though, what is that thing that makes you continue to push in spite of and through all the trials? You know, a lot of people don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have that push, that unction, that fight through that. I'm going to get through it. I'm going to kick some doors down. A lot of people don't have that.
No, they don't. They quit, and that's mm-hmm. a dangerous thing. You know mm-hmm. what keeps me going? Faith.
Mm-hmm.
I have a clear-cut vision in my mind of everything already being where I want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I get up and I work towards my self-goal. I see it happening. I've had a lot of doors to open here lately, just a lot of opportunities. But what keeps me going is faith and just a pure vision of seeing everything that I want already done.
Mm.
And I work towards that. It's like, you know, the secret. You know, it's like you attract to you. Basically, if you believe it, you attract all the resources to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
So the main motivator is faith and knowing that it's already done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, do you see adding other products? Have you thought about what else you're going to add to cornbreadmillionaire.com?
You know what? I'd love to do a food show that's not only teaching people how to make cornbread, but also how to pursue their dream, how to hold on to faith.
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, and share some stories and experiences of people who went through a hard time and how they got through it. So, and in terms of, I just on a larger level, television level or radio level maybe, but just to inspire people to not give up because people get into a rough spot and they quit. I used to do that, mm-hmm. but I decided never again, and I haven't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just need somebody who's been there to say, look, I've been where you are. I know how it feels. Let me show you how to get through it.
Right, and you can do it.
Exactly.
You can do it. You cannot give up now. And sometimes our blessing is right there, and we give up too soon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Got to persist.
You did and I was reading one of your blogs, you did a cornbread recipe with sweet potato in the middle. That looks delicious.
You know, and it was featured in the South Fulton Neighborhood. It got like a cover news, like
really?
a mention in the paper. I was so excited. But what it is actually a sweet cornbread muffin.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle, I scooped out the middle and filled it up with lumpy sweet potato souffle.
Mm, that's delicious.
I'm like, and it's easy to make.
Yeah.
It's tasty. You can serve it as a snack, an appetizer, or a side dish.
Wow.
And, you know, and I'm getting ready to do another recipe. I've already got it done. Just got to put it on the website. And it's a cornbread chili sandwich.
Mm.
And it's simply two flat cornbread, I call them patties.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle is some homemade chili.
Oh, I bet that's good.
And it's easy to make. And the recipe is going to be posted on the website, as well as my first hardback book tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you about the flat and the chili in the middle. Would you have to eat that with a spoon, or can you pick that? I'm just curious. I want to know.
Now, that's an excellent question.
How, when it comes out, would you have to eat that with a spoon?
You know, I suggest have the knife, the fork, and the spoon ready.
All of it ready.
I love it. Because you're going to have the knife to cut the bread.
Mm-hmm.
Right, to cut through the chili. Now, my bread happens to be tender. You could actually cut it with a fork.
Mm-hmm.
But I know because of etiquette, you know, people may not want to, you know, you just, you may have to have a spoon to scoop up the extra chili that's hanging around the side of the plate.
Right, right.
So I figure all three utensils. I like that.
I love, you know, I'm just picturing that because I make chili. I'm picturing that. I'm like, oh, how would you eat that? But that is fantastic. So another recipe coming out tomorrow along with Hallelujah, the visual album. Vibrant photos and positive words to brighten your day. Tell people how they can contact you, read your blog, see what's going on with you.
I would be delighted for visitors to check into cornbreadmillionaire.com for updates, fun recipes, motivational wisdom, and beautiful photos from my photography sessions. And I'm going to be keeping updates on my blog about the progress of the book and of pursuing the purchase of a debt-free home.
Now, look, are you making appearances in different places?
I do have one offer pending, and I'm praying that that offer will lead to others. So I can't say it's official.
Okay, okay.
But I have gotten, you know, some positive feedback. In fact, I've gotten two positive feedback, just a matter of getting it confirmed and doing it and then putting it on my blog. I learned something about this in 2010 about publicity.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for this?
Yes.
Now, I didn't know a lot about television and radio back then.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go, whenever someone would invite me to do like a promotional something, I would go ahead and tell it. And then the next thing I knew, the thing would be postponed, rescheduled.
Yes.
So what I learned to do is just be quiet. Get it done. Like, for example, talking to you, you'll never guess what I'm doing.
What?
I took a picture with my shades on doing a superstar radio interview with another superstar. And I'm going to post it on my blog and said, this is me actually doing a superstar radio interview.
That is awesome.
Great, Tawanda Block. And that's my French sound, by the way.
And it will air on Sunday, so make sure you put that in there.
Oh, hold on, Sunday, what time?
Air on Sunday. Start listening around 6:15 a.m. So, again, you can go to cornbreadmillionaire.com, see the great products that Bev has on her page, her blog. She really shares great recipes, and her book is just fabulous. Bev, thank you so much for sharing with us and for being that picture of I'm not going to give up. You're a picture of fight,
yes.
And that's a great thing. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.